Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. News this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including their legendary pizza, video games, and of course, bowling. It's 70 degrees here in Richland Center at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll rising and the number of people missing from Texas flooding up as well.
At least 173 people now unaccounted for. At least 110 deaths are confirmed, many of them children. 27 girls and counselors were killed at Camp Mystic along the Guadalupe River. Five campers and a counselor still missing.
ABC's Lana Moise, parts of Rio Doso, New Mexico, devastated by recent wildfires, more prone to flooding there. Three people lost their lives in flash flooding on Tuesday. Officials say a tentative deal has been struck between 9,000 union workers in the city of Philadelphia. The union not getting as much money as they'd have liked. The deal still must be ratified, but it will eventually mean trash will start getting picked up again in Philly. Russia firing a record 728 drones and 13 crews and ballistic missiles into Ukraine overnight. Ukraine says it was able to shoot down nearly 300 of the drones. This is ABC News. The U.S. Supreme Court giving the Trump administration the okay to proceed with the firing of tens of thousands of federal workers. The Trump administration move to pause over $6 billion in education funding nationwide also may not have been felt so far, but it will be soon, says Alabama State Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Eric Mackey.
Let's say we get 8-9 months down the road and we're still in this pause situation and the funds haven't come. Then I think as we begin to budget for the 26-27 school year, then you're going to see a lot of programs cut.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass speaking out against masked ICE agents who continue grabbing people off the streets of L.A.
Aside from the fact that this is unconstitutional, how do we know the difference between this and a kidnapping?
Bass and the city have joined legal action against the Trump administration, saying ICE moves are unlawful and are designed to simply instill fear into the population. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. July's birthstone is ruby. We at Pamela's have amazing ruby jewelry. Great birthday present and a perfect gift for a 40th wedding anniversary. Rubies are it, so stop in and see our large selection at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep fried or baked fish, dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still the local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. To order, call 649-7469.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
High temps in the middle 80s today. A summery day in southwest Wisconsin with north winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers late. Thursday, it looks like a high of 85 with a chance of scattered showers in the morning. For Friday, 83 with thunderstorms and showers likely, especially later in the day. Some of those could bring in some heavier rainfall. Saturday, a high of 82 with showers possible in the morning.
Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, food, and hometown pride. It's the Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration, July 25th through the 27th at Plain Community Park. Friday kicks things off with a youth softball tournament at 2. Live music from High Mileage, 7 to 11. Saturday brings more youth baseball and softball, the Travis Danitka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, and a beanbag tournament with cash prizes. Live music continues with Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and then Rock Out with Cherry Pie, 8 until 11. Sunday starts with a parade at 11 a.m. Bring the entire family for the Beach Luau theme and win cash for the top three floats. Then stick around for the famous chicken barbecue. Live music from Donnie Razek, a children's pedal pole, fire truck rides, and more. Food, cold beer, live entertainment all weekend long. Follow Plain Fire and EMS on Facebook for updates. Please, no carry-ins.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Polers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipollers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show today from WRCO, we have an update on the Richland School District. We have Superintendent Steve Board here. We'll also introduce you to a new face, a new member of the staff, principal of the Richland Center Intermediate School, Felipe Armijo, who is here today to join us and tell us about his story. And how you doing, Steve? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks again. It's always great to be here and always appreciate you having us on. So yeah. It's great. And I drugged this guy along, so picked him up, told him you're coming with me and we're going on the radio.
Felipe, was that part of the job description? It's like you got to be on the radio when you take this job?
No, I didn't hear about it, but I'm excited.
Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
You bet. We'll get back to you in a little bit. Let's just talk a little bit about some other things that are going on in the district. I know the kids aren't in the school, but you guys are really busy behind the scenes, aren't you?
Yeah, the summer is remarkably busy. Everybody has things that they're doing, whether it's wrapping up last year or getting ready for the new year, and oftentimes a combination of both, right? July 1st marked our new year, so that we are now officially in the 25-26 year. And so you think about our local businesses, all the challenges that they have at the end of December and going into January with wrapping up their fiscal year. We're doing all of that right now. And so our business office is wrapping up our 24-25 fiscal year. All of our principals and administration, they're tying loose ends up from last year. And then, you know, we've always got one eye on the future. And you get to July and it seems like, you know, school just got out, but it really goes quick and things are moving fast. We had an administrative meeting yesterday and just talking about things for the new year. I mean, it is not that far away. I mentioned to my daughter, you know, it's like 58 days till school starts. Well, yesterday was 59 days, and it's just, you know, you put that in perspective a little bit. It's just, there's not that much time between now and when school does start. And so the folks that are working full time, our IT folks are, you know, cleaning up Chromebooks and iPads from the previous students that were using it last year, getting them ready with the new apps and new programs and updates for the new year. So, you know, it's just nonstop, you know, IT stuff. Our maintenance folks and custodial crew, they all come together, right, as one. They're no longer kind of building custodians or building maintenance. They're kind of working as a team, and they're working in sections as we, you know, strip down the floors and polish them up and put a new coat of wax on them, painting, you know, getting everything ready for a new year. It's just a well-oiled machine that they have in that custodial department. Our food service, of course, not all of them are necessarily working, but the ones that are working full-time, they're knee-deep into summer food service. I think Jody Pratch, our food service director, she said, you know, we're up to about 740 meals a week that we're serving. Their goal is 800. Still time for people to sign up for that. Just call the district office or call our food service department. Any child 18 or under that lives in our school district, in our resident boundaries, whether they go to Richland Center, the public school, private school, another school, any of those folks is eligible to receive free meals. It's not income-based. Anyone can do it. And we encourage all of them to do it. It's a way for families to alleviate the burden of shopping a little bit. You know, shopping bills are expensive. Food's expensive. Kids eat a lot, you know, as they're growing and they're home for the summer. And so the food service department, you pick them up on, you pick up seven meals on, actually 14 meals every Thursday. Pick up seven breakfasts, seven lunches, comes with snacks, comes with milk. Just the gallon of milk alone per child is an incredible relief for families. And so again, we encourage, regardless of income status or which where they go to school, take advantage of that. This is a governmentally funded program. It helps employ local people, and it's certainly a service to our students and our community. So those folks are working hard. And then, as I mentioned, district office and administration tying up loose ends to last fiscal year and getting ready for the new year. I mean, it's less than a month away, and we'll be, you know, opening up registration for forms and back to school and super registration, and sports will be starting and activities going on, and it just it flies by. Obviously, you know, things happen in a little bit more flexible manner, right? Things that we've got a list of things that we've got to do, but certainly still allows for administration to take some vacation and spend some time with their loved ones as well. But a lot of things going on, a lot of things happening. And then you couple all of those things that happen every year onto referendums, projects, and construction going on, and trying to manage all that just makes for a very eventful, very exciting, somewhat fun time of year for everything going on.
Can you give us an update on the referendum, some of the construction that's happening as a result of that?
Yeah, I would encourage anyone that's listening in our community to just take a drive down Bowman Drive and just see the things that are going on at the primary school. Obviously, you can't get on site. There's safety concerns. Things are fenced off. But just to get a scope of the magnitude of the things that are going on. Again, our community in April of 24 passed a $27.16 million referendum, and those referendum dollars are for capital improvements, things that our buildings and our grounds and our facilities need for improvement. And the first phase of that was the primary school. One of the biggest things that we knew was an unknown was that we had some sinking classrooms. There were four kindergarten classrooms that were sinking. I believe over the course of about 40 feet, they sunk about 12 inches or a little over 12 inches. That's a substantial amount of sinkage that was going on, literally pulling the foundation walls away from the roof rafters because they were sinking. So there was obviously a compromise there. Construction companies came in last summer, shored up the building so that we were not under any kind of safety constraints, just to get us through the school year. And then June 9th hit, and we had dozens of contractors on site. Of course, that was one of the biggest things that's going on. We tore down that section of the building, found out that there was a lot of bad soil, at least bad soil from a building foundation standpoint. So they dug out a lot of that soil. You'll see mounds of soil sitting down there at the primary school, replaced it with good foundation-based soil, a lot of rock, compacted properly so that they can build the foundation. I believe they poured the walls yesterday. I haven't been down there yet today to see that, but foundation walls are being poured. it looks like a massive construction site. A lot of it is the parking lot and the way the reconfiguration of the parking lot, parent drop-off and pick-up, and bus drop-off and pick-up. In the past, this was all kind of an intertwined mess, and it caused some safety concerns in addition to just overall congestion. That parking lot is now being reconfigured where we will have segregated areas for parents to be able to pick up and drop off and buses to be able to do the same. And so that's what a lot of the, you know, just the general site looks like right now. A lot of things tore up. The parking lot was in rough shape. And so this was a perfect opportunity to not only get a new parking lot, but let's make it work better for us. Next summer, a very similar process will be happening at the intermediate school, but that's what's going on at the primary school, at the internal workings. Of course, air conditioning has been a big topic. This is one of the biggest things that we've wanted to get at both our primary school and intermediate school. Primary school will be fully climate controlled by the start of school. New lighting throughout the building, LED lighting, things that are not going to necessarily cause migraines or at least contribute to that. All the lights will be dimmable, much more energy efficient when needed to be, much brighter in areas that we need those to be. A lot of ceiling tile replacement. The IMC is getting fully renovated. All of the restrooms are getting fully renovated, modern restrooms, ADA compliant, much more accessible for wheelchair-bound students or handicapped children. And in addition to just a lot of, I don't want to say little because, you know, to each individual classroom it's a big deal, but just general upkeep and maintenance and things that have been put off or deferred for so long are now getting fixed at the primary school. And so while it won't be a new building, certainly, we'll have a lot more modern amenities and a lot more modern feel to it. It's amazing what, you know, just a little bit of fresh coat of paint and new lighting and those kinds of things will do to an area. And so that's what's going on at the primary school. At the intermediate school, we've got a little bit of construction. There will be small pieces of the parking lot that will be torn up this summer, not the vast majority of it, to be able to install the sidewalk on the south end of the building, which will help with just general pickup, drop off, and accessibility to the building. And one of the reasons that's being done right now is because they're tearing up the infrastructure on the south end by the gym. There's going to be a new restroom, set of restrooms, male and female restrooms, that installed in that lobby near the gym. The restrooms on that end of the building are very small, not ADA compliant, and so they'll be installing restrooms. And one of the things that they're trying to do this summer is to install the infrastructure, the sewer structure, the water lines, those kinds of things. And while they're doing that and they're tearing up some of the parking lot and the grounds, this is the time to install the sidewalk and some of the blacktop. Again, the vast majority of it will not be done. Some of the other things that will be done at the intermediate school, I'm not sure how far they'll get with the restroom. I don't know if that'll happen this summer or next. We're optimistic that maybe we can get those in this summer. But exterior, the playground will be getting renovated. The existing playground equipment will be used, but there will be some hard surface areas for Gaga ball or four square or basketball or other activities that students want to play on some hard surface areas. And then the entire playground will be fenced in. And so our students will now have a very safe environment where they will not be able to meander beyond the grounds of supervision, and also just to deter, you know, exterior people from being able to have access, certainly while school is going on. So that'll be something that's going on at the intermediate school. And then the high school, the bids for the high school renovations, primarily taking place in the summer of 2026, those are going out this week, possibly today, likely tomorrow. And vendors will have until July 31st to submit bids for that. And we want our local vendors to make sure that they have an opportunity to bid on that. We still occasionally get phone calls from our local people. Why weren't we included in the first round? And this is an opportunity to remind them. Go on our website. There is a link on there that says referendum updates. And if you click on that, There's a vendor inquiries. And so our vendors need to be signed up to be included in the bid specs. And once they get signed up, then they will have access to all the specs, and they can bid on any or all of the jobs that they are deemed relevant. We've got excavating going on. We've got asphalt and concrete that's going to be happening. We've got HVAC that's going to be happening, in addition to all of the electrical and IT and those kinds of things. So, again, we want our local folks to be included in this. They've been had the opportunity to be included before, but again, just a reminder to all of the folks that are listening, if they are part of a business that they feel like could help in the scope, or they know of someone who they feel could help in the scope, get signed up on that website today. Call the district office if you have any questions or any issues accessing it, but we want them to be included. Those bids are happening now, right? In the next 24 hours, those bids specs will be out, and folks will have until the end of July to submit those bids. There'll be an opportunity to walk through to get a scope for everybody to see what the scope is. Talk to the general contractors to get more information on the details of what it involves so that everyone can submit a bid knowing exactly what it all entails. And then shortly after that, in early August, our Buildings, Property, and Transportation Committee will review those bids, and construction bids will be awarded. And again, then they'll have from now until the end of next summer, we'll have a timeline to complete those projects. So that's really the biggest updates as far as construction, major construction going on at the primary, a little bit of construction at the intermediate, and right now is the window for bids at the high school. So again, if anybody has any questions, reach out to me at the district office, and I'll be happy to help.
What about hiring? July 1st, some new folks started, all the positions filled for the district?
Yeah, we've had a great hiring season. The vast majority of hiring for the school districts happen, from end of February, 1st of March through the end of the year. But it's kind of an ongoing process. There's always a little bit of a domino effect. If an internal candidate takes a position and they transfer, that creates a vacancy. And so then that position is posted. I believe we had 18 new teachers that were hired this school year. Five of them were new positions with some of our alternative education programs. So 13 that, were filling previous positions. We have one position that's currently open. That's the RC program, our alternative school within a school at the intermediate school. That position, interviews are being set up in the very near future, exploring candidates right now. We expect that process to happen here in the next, week to 10 days. After that, we have all of our teachers hired. If school were to start right now, we would just be the one position short. And so we're very optimistic. Obviously, things can happen. Historically, we would say that there's usually one or two more, situations that will happen real late in the year. Those put a burden on the school district, to be perfectly honest with you, but every school district deals with it. We'll get through that. We've got a few support staff positions that are posted right now. So if anybody's interested in that, that process is happening. And then we've got our director of maintenance and operations that position is posted right now. Brian Jones, longtime employee of the school district, 47 years, I believe is the magic date. He has been employed with the district the last several decades in the position that he's currently in. He will be resigning this fall once we complete the projects at the primary school. He will be resigning and enjoying life after his longtime dedication to the Richland School District. So we've got that position posted. And again, anyone who's interested in that I believe is posted through the 13th. So that deadline is coming up soon. So if anybody has any opportunities or knows of anyone, they're welcome to apply for that. But it's an exciting time. We've hired some great people alongside me. We've got one of our great hires, Felipe Armijo. Super excited to have him join our administrative staff and extremely excited about what he's going to bring to the Richland School District.
Well, again, really nice to meet you, Felipe.
Nice to meet you.
So give us a little bit of your background. Where are you from originally?
Born and raised in Utah, and then spent some time in Las Vegas, Nevada, working as a rec therapist, and then from there, educational background, New Mexico, Spent about 18 years there as a teacher, administrator in a school district of Los Lunas, New Mexico. From there, I ended up in the Wisconsin Dells School District, and that's where I've been for the past 8 years as a principal of two elementary schools there, and spent a lot of time working to move forward those two schools' academics, their academics, and they've left them in a very good position academically. So this position came up, and it's something that I'm excited and passionate about is the intermediate grade levels, 3 through 6. I started out as a teacher in 6th grade and kind of in an intermediate setting. So when this position came up, it kind of led me to this is an exciting spot and to be able to add my experience to a great group of folks that are already moving their district forward, the Richland School District forward. So I'm excited about that.
First of all, you moved to a colder climate when you came to Wisconsin, right?
That is true. That is true. That is something that I'm still getting used to. My wife is from Wisconsin. That's why we came back to the area. Sure. So she spent a lot of time out west where I'm from, where it's sunny, but I'm adjusting.
Right. So in the Dells district, Felipe, you were in charge of two different districts. So not that this is going to be any easier, but you can focus on one school. I'm guessing that's a better thing, isn't it?
That's one of the reasons. And also, as many districts in Wisconsin are experiencing, the smaller schools are consolidating. So that's another reason is that districts are consolidating their smaller schools and coming together. That's the situation, but this opportunity came up and really excited about being the principal of the Richland Center Intermediate School. Got to get it right.
Yeah. You've only been on the job for a few days. So
9 days.
Yeah.
9 days I've been on, getting to know wonderful people, getting to the atmosphere, the culture, and being able to experience that. But also, as I move forward, being able to bring my experience to the position and being able to add that next phase of moving this particular school forward.
When you were in the classroom, what subject did you teach?
It was self-contained, so I taught all of them. I was 6th grade, had 24 students every year and taught every subject. But, you know, you teach kids, and then the subjects get taught as well. So,
mm-hmm. Will you miss have you missed the classroom aspect?
Well, principal styles they're different, and mine is more being in the classroom and being there to be able to coach, help teachers get better. So I spend a lot of time in the classroom as a principal in my past experiences in different buildings. So I still get a little bit of that, but I also am able to give my experience and knowledge of both instruction and the overall concept of learning to new teachers, and that's exciting.
It's a very interesting age that you'll be dealing with as well. Very impressionable age, isn't it?
I always look at it as the foundation of moving forward to your high school. We are the foundation that move them forward. So if we can get them to be able to do reading and math at grade level, it makes life easier for our middle schools and high schools as they go forward. So yes, it's the foundation, primary, intermediate school. Those two combined will be able to move these students forward.
So what impressed you about Richland Center? What made you want to take the job?
Two things, Steve, very, very active with moving a district forward in regards to looking at what really helps students learn. You know, we've been in this education business for a while, and one of the things is we have these feelings. But feelings are feelings, and we go with those at times, but really it's the data that moves things forward, and the district is moving in that direction, looking at what the data says about this, and then we make our adjustments and we move forward with our instruction. If it's engagement or if it's some type of culture that we need to build, then we move forward with that. And there's data on the academic side, discipline side, all those type of things come together to be able to move a school forward.
Indeed. And goals for the upcoming school year?
First of all, make sure I get this position filled here in the next 10 days. That's an important thing. And then that's the short-term goal. And within the next year is being able to understand what the school has done, because they've had a lot of success in the past couple of years with academics, and being able to bring my flavor to that and being able to move it even further so that we're one of those school district schools that people want to come and see. People want to come and see how we're doing so well academically.
Well, you know, academics is certainly a serious part of it, but I know you want to also, there's got to be some fun involved too, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, part of my job as a principal, and this is what the Richland Intermediate School will find out, is that I bring a lot of different things to, we may be playing music, we may be doing different things to encourage students as well, but those are things that are mixed in together with the academic side.
Academics and certainly education has changed a lot since the time that you started as a teacher, haven't they?
It has. I mean, and I say this with that lead in is great because, you know, the way you ran a school 20 years ago, because I've been a principal for a number of years, is a lot different than what I do now. So you have to keep up with those trends and that movement of how to continue to improve your teaching, improve how you engage with students, the connections that we build, and connections are important with students. We have to be able to connect and understand what students are going through, and that's and this time and date, there's a lot of different things. You know, we have the technology that students are on at home a lot, and we have to kind of balance that out with just the general good instruction. So those two things are a balance that we're going to work at the intermediate school.
At that age level, you probably don't have to worry about cell phones as much, do you?
As we move up in the grade levels in sixth grade, you start getting that, and parents are actually, we're, you know, trying to get families not to give their children cell phones at an early age, but they do, and they have their reasons. But technology is important, but we hopefully use that to a minimum in the building when they need it. It'll be something that is not part of the school day, but they'll be able to have access to them at some point after school to be able to contact their families and do that type of stuff.
Steve, at the high school level, I know we talked about that the last time we had your principals on last week, but that vote is coming up about cell phones in the school, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be coming up next Wednesday at our board meeting on the 16th. It's a different day. Normally, it's a Monday night board meeting, but because the board is doing some board development, they've got a guest speaker. It was moved to the 16th, so that'll be coming up for action. It was on for information, and I know Mr. Lemke and Ms. Perkins were on and spoke about why. And I think, it's a great segue. Felipe was just talking about being more data-driven and not relying on our feelings. I think this is a perfect example, right? We tend to think as parents, I'm a parent, like, what if something happens? How am I going to get a hold of my kid? I work in the district, right? But still, like, sometimes they text me, they need something or whatever. But the data shows, okay, that when students don't have cell phones or access to cell phones during the school day, three big things happen. Academics go up, all right? It is undeniable research that says when they don't have access, academics go up. They're more focused, they're more engaged, they're not worried about what the next Snapchat story is or the next Instagram photo is or whatever. Mental health improves, okay? Students, we get a number of students that don't want to participate in things. They don't participate in homecoming week activities because they're afraid somebody else is going to take a picture of them and post it in negative light, right? So these things are going on in our schools when kids have access to phones. And so mental health improves, again, undeniably, all right? This is factual, research-based decisions. And then bullying goes down, okay? And our school has experienced bullying over the past decade. We've certainly made steps throughout all of our buildings to reduce it significantly from 2013 to 2018, our bullying numbers were very, very high. Okay. We've reduced that by about 80% in the last 5 or 6 years. But the perception is still there, right? And so when you've had a bullying problem a decade ago, and then when things do happen, some of that perception is still there. And so this is just another step to help reduce that, because when the three of us were in school, right, if we got into an altercation or somebody made fun of us or something happened at school, we could go home and we didn't have to deal with it, right? If we weren't friends with those people or we didn't live on the same block as those people, we didn't see those people who were making fun of us or doing it. Now, students can't ever get away because they have access 24/7 to these devices. And so it's this constant feed of negativity or mocking or whatever it might be. So again, we can't control everything as a school district. We can't control what happens at night. We can't control what happens on the weekend, but we can control what happens during the day. And again, research shows significantly that it reduces bullying. So, well, there are some of the what-ifs, okay? And again, accommodations can be made for medical situations. There's a lot of glucose monitoring and things like that that students have. But we can what-if things to death. But if we know factually and research-based that academics goes up, mental health is improved, and bullying goes down, I don't know why we wouldn't do that as a something that would benefit our students. So we've gotten a lot of feedback. I would say anecdotally, 75 to 80% of the feedback has been extremely positive, extremely supportive of that. Parents understand and recognize this. Even some students are recognizing this. The other 20 to 25%. I would not say that they're negative. They've certainly brought up some concerns. We've tried to address those concerns. We'll continue to try to address those concerns. We'll try to bring those concerns to our board with some answers on Wednesday night. And ultimately, our board will make a decision. But administratively, we know research shows that there are big things that are improved when we take those away. So we're excited about, again, you know, making these decisions based on data. We're excited about making our district safer and better environmentally for our students to achieve. That's and succeed. That's what our job is, right? We have a lot of auxiliary jobs. We do some parenting. We do some nursing. We do some, you know, cooking. We do all of those things. But our primary job as a public school is to educate the students in our public, right? All students, all means all, was something Felipe said in his interview. All means all. And it's our job to educate them to the best of our abilities. And it's just one of those components. But yeah, so that's happening. The cell phone, I probably a little long-winded. I do want to circle back because Felipe is too humble to mention this. But, you know, one of the things that we learned in doing our research, you know, as we were offering him the job was he has a proven track record of moving buildings forward, right? Many of his districts, or excuse me, buildings that he had were 2-star ratings in a matter of, you know, just a few short years, sometimes 1 year, 3, 4, 5-star ratings, okay? So moving districts forward. And then the other thing, as we did our reference check, the continual thing that we continue to heard is that Felipe is a creator of culture, and just having really, really good culture and camaraderie and high standards, right? And wanting excellence, but yet doing it in a way that brings people together and not pushes them out. It was just a constant message that we heard from everybody that we talked to. So we're excited for those two things and excited about what he's going to bring to our district.
Felipe, how do you go about that? Does it start with the staff then? Or, you know, when you're talking about changing cultures and things like that?
Yes, it starts with the staff, and it includes everybody. So it goes all the way from the custodians to support staff, the administrative assistants. Everybody's part of that culture. And, you know, at times, sometimes, you know, folks feel like, oh, I'm just the custodian. But no, you provide that building the cleanliness that we can go in and do our job. So that's one piece. And being able to recognize all those components of how a building comes together is important, and giving the credit when it's needed. So not just dismissing it, that's your job. You know, when the administrative assistant is there and she's greeting students and greeting, and it's about customers and being able to come in and say, yes, welcome to our school, would you like to see what we're doing in this building? And then teachers doing their job and being able to engage students and doing that. So it's a whole process, and it's just exciting, and I lead that, and I'm excited to be part of that and do that. And Steve mentioning those things, it's kind of, you know, nice, but that's just part of what I've done over the past in my career. So
Well, you're trying to create that family atmosphere within the school, right?
Yes, and families, you know, celebrate. They celebrate things, and then also they fix things, and they have those hard discussions sometimes, but those hard discussions turn into that wonderful family or that culture that will move everybody forward, both academically and emotionally.
Felipe Amrijo and Steve Board on the morning show today. The subject, the Richland District. We'll take a break and come back with more in a moment.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah! It feels like a massive fireworks display just for me!
Uh-huh! And the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
The Richland School District, our topic today on the morning show from WRCO Radio. Steve Board and Felipe Armijo, our guests in the morning show studios today. Steve, what about the concession stand? Is there an update on that?
Yeah, there's. It's. I appreciate everyone's patience with it. Of course, we had the fire in February, and the construction company and the adjusters were significantly far off in price. They couldn't agree on scope and what needed to be done. With the help of our local insurance agency, Jeremy Coy and Wallace Cooper and Elliott, they've been wonderful to work with. A shout out to them for being our local agent and working on our behalf. And they've managed to get these folks together. And my understanding is here just within the last 2 weeks that the adjusters and the construction company have now agreed on a price and what needed to be done and what the what the price is, and then the final step is that gets turned off. Of course, the adjuster is a third party hired by the insurance company, but they're a third party that works for them. So they've now handed that off, said we agree on this price to the insurance company, Wright Specialty out of Georgia is the actual insurance company themselves. So they're reviewing it, of course, with the holidays over the 4th. We were hoping to get an answer last week, but again, with the holidays, things got delayed. Any day, literally any day now, we're expecting approval from the insurance company now that, again, the adjuster and the construction company are agreed on a price. Once that happens, it's immediately a phone call to go ahead with that and start getting that taken care of. So, in talking to the construction company, because things have been delayed a little bit longer than we had hoped, it's likely that the concession stand would not be, even if we got the go-ahead, by the time I get back to my office after the show, if they say, yes, go with it, and we call the construction company, even if it's that quick, which is possible, by the way, it's unlikely that the concession stand would be completely be completed by, the start of fall sports. However, they do believe that we're still in a window where the vast majority of it can be completed to where it's still functional, that we can, have restrooms that work and that we can have a concession stand that we can serve food for our fall sports, whether that's soccer or football coming up this fall. So we're optimistic that we're still in a time frame that we can still provide that service to our athletics and our community that support the athletics. Probably need to have some final touches that will carry into the fall. But again, that next step is waiting for the okay from Wright Specialties. And again, shout out to our local agent, Jeremy, and the folks at Wallace Cooper and Elliott for working behind the scenes on the district's behalf. They've been pushing everything forward, and even though it's been delayed, I can't imagine what it would be like if we didn't have them working for us. So I appreciate that, and I think we're finally getting some resolution, so that's optimistic.
Will football and soccer be able to utilize that stand? Because I know they do some storage, they do some team meetings in the backside of that.
Yeah, that's probably the one part that may get delayed, some of that storage, at least on the, what would that be, the east side of that mm-hmm. building, the northeast side. We may only have access to one of those. We may have to come up with alternate arrangements for whether it's halftime meetings or else. The nice thing is that the need for indoor meetings during football season is less likely at the start of the season than it is at the end of the season. So obviously you can still have rain and thunderstorms and those things, but hopefully the weather will be nice, and for the time that they're excluded from being able to use that spot, they'll be able to enjoy the nice weather. And by the time the weather gets inclement, the storage units should be available, or the team meeting space should be available. But that's probably where the compromise will be.
So still time for enrollment to the school year starting. I know you've got your big doings August 12th to kind of officially kick it off.
Yeah, August 12th is our super registration. This will be boy, I think about the ninth year that we've done it. Of course, it looked a little different during the pandemic, but as many things with the pandemic, some things actually we still keep the way we've done online enrollments and things like that. Families are getting very comfortable with the online enrollment process. Vast majority of our folks are able to complete that without any assistance. Of course, on August 12th, we have our super registration. We've got food trucks that will be coming in. It will be from 1 till 7 p.m. for our public. Students can get their pictures taken. We have heard continually that this is something that our families really, really like, okay, because the old traditional way, you know, a random Thursday in September, parents are getting their child all dolled up and ready for pictures, and they send them on the bus, and then the kids go play on the playground, and then by the time they take pictures, you know, they've got a grass stain on their white shirt or their hair's not the way that they would have liked. And so having the ability to take pictures at super registration has really been a benefit for our families and something that we continue to hear that they enjoy, because then they can go make sure that their child looks the way they want them to look and is acting the way they want them to act and smiling the way they want them to smile before they move on. So, and then, of course, that expedites the process on the back end to be able to get pictures back. So that's a benefit. Again, we've really tried to turn this into an event that we can welcome all of our families. We've got translation services that are there for our students, that our families that maybe don't speak very good English. We've got assistance for those that maybe are not tech savvy, forgot their Skyward password, don't know how to access it, are trying to access it for the first time. There's an assistance table where they can get assistance on filling out those forms. They can meet all of our building principals. As if they've got multiple children, it's kind of a one-stop shop to meet all of the building principals. Our food service director is there if there's nutritional situations that need to be considered. Our nurses and counselors are there. Cobison, our transportation provider, is there so we can talk through any transportation issues. Our auxiliary services are there, our booster clubs, our foundation, our PATT, and our PTOs. They're all present there so that families can, if they want to be involved or just need more information on those things, they can be there. And then, again, pictures and the opportunity to get those pictures as well in the food truck. So great event on August 12th from 1 to 7. Of course, enrollment, you know, that can happen anytime, right? We have a lot of people continuing to move in and out of our community, and you know, it's a good reminder for families. So if you have a school-aged child, the law says you have to educate them, right, in some fashion. We'd love for them to be part of the Richland School District. We think we've got a lot of offerings, whether it's the traditional model or some of our alternative education models that we now have. We invite them to come and learn more about them. We'd be excited to show them around. Of course, our primary school is a little difficult to have a tour at this particular moment with the construction going on, but we'd be excited to introduce them to the folks that they need to see and talk to, talk about our alternative models. But if a different model is better for those children, whether it's homeschooled or another option, make sure that they're enrolled in something, right? That's the big takeaway here, is that parents have to enroll their children in something. And again, we'd like to be part of their educational solution and find ways to support them. But they can come up to district office if they want to enroll their children. They can go to any of the buildings. Again, primary school is a little difficult right now, but all of the folks at the intermediate school and the high school, they're happy and willing to enroll them. It's an opportunity where if they call in advance, we can arrange for a tour of the buildings. May be able to do it on the spot, but may not. So a phone call in advance is always helpful. Again, we've got translation services available if a family doesn't speak very good English but needs to get them enrolled. We welcome all. We really, truly want all of our students that live in our community to be part of our district and be educated by the wonderful staff that we have. Felipe mentioned it earlier. It's not true just for the intermediate school. It's true throughout our district. We have really some great staff, and the vast majority of our staff are rock stars, and those that aren't are really, really close, and they all bring strengths, and they all bring value to a student's and a child's education, and from the teachers to the support staff to the IT to the food service to the maintenance and custodial to the administrative team, everyone it plays a role in a child's education. And we're excited about that, and we're excited about the opportunity, and we would encourage folks to give us a try.
We heard sad news over the weekend, the death of longtime educator Claire Haig. Steve?
Yeah, Mr. Haig and I had a great relationship towards the end of my coaching career, and he was past his coaching prime, but I just had a mutual respect for what he did. Longtime educator in the classroom, 40-year PE teacher, I believe retired in 2000. A huge promoter of the Richland School District, and of course, the Richland Center track program, and took our track program to new levels, many of which are still going on today. That effect that he had on our track program, from that 83 state championship team to throughout his coaching career in 2000, early 2000s, to continuing to be a volunteer assistant and having a presence and being a mentor to our current track coaches. I don't know that there's an adult person in track who doesn't list Claire Haig as someone who positively impacted them in their life, right? Not just track, but in their life. Many of the people I talk to just continually mention his name. So our condolences and thoughts go out to the family, and certainly his impact on Richland Center and Richland Center track will be seen and felt for a long time.
Yeah. So, Felipe, here's the challenge. You got to stay with the district 40 years now. So,
Brian Jones and Claire
Haig. Yeah. Brian Jones.
Those are a lot of years.
No pressure. But I'm sure you're looking forward to hearing the pitter-patter little feet and the voices in the hall here in a couple of months.
Looking forward to it and excited about the beginning of the school year and attending super registration and being just part of the Richland School District. So I'm excited about it.
And you'd like to meet district parents and students here in the
Yeah, so I'll be at super registration there, ready to greet and meet all our wonderful parents and students.
Thanks for coming in. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
You bet. Steve, we'll see you next month. Then.
You betcha. Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it, as always.
You bet. Richland District Superintendent Steve Board and Felipe Armijo, a principal of the Richland Intermediate School, here for the upcoming school year.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaltCountyFair.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
It's prime time and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too.